Vayter in Shas. We're in Kedushin of Lamed Hey, picking up on Lamed Hey, about 14 lines down, right mitten in the sugya, but talking about the principle of you can't, whenever you have two psukim that are teaching you the same thing, you can't learn out to other things as well. That means that this is an exception to the rule and not the rule to teach you about other things. Meaning if you have one pasuk teaching you something, you'd say, oh, it learns it here and we can apply it to everyone else as well. But if you have two psukim saying exactly the same thing, then unless you dafka need those two psukim to be speaking, then we learn out that it means only those and they become the exception and not the rule. But that's a machlokas. You can't learn out to anyone else. And what we're trying to show here is to say, let's say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen. We know that a woman is not chayv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that is a mitzvah say shelo hazman grama. So we say she's only in that mitzvah, doesn't have to do, but every other mitzvah, asay, positive commandment, shalos and gomer, that is not related to time, she would have to do. But we also have another pasuk that tells us that pidyon haben she's pater from. It's a mitzvah say shalos man grama. And therefore, just like if we had just that pasuk, we'd say that's where she's going to be pater right now, she's going to be chayav. But now we have two pasukim telling you the same thing. Now we say that really women are going to be chayiv in every other mitzvah say shalos man grama. It's only these that they're off the hook. But that's only if you say that you don't learn that from two psukim. But if you say that that you are melamed from two different psukim, let's say that only that we're going to say now learn from these two to everything else also, and that women are pater from all mitzvah say shalos man grama. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Papunoi Yadi. La yadi la l'taimei daha milsa. Papuani is a group of people. That's just tamidim she papanua umanu rav acha bar Yaakov sheyadar be papuna. Kedamer bar shutfen says above basra. Gabi satan upapanina. Yeah. Okay. So the bottom line is that we say the Papunians know how to understand how to explain this. Umanu, who is that? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he lived over there. Amar Krat says in the Pasuk, V'hoye l'chala osa yadchel zikron b'nei necha, u'leman tiyeh tors Hashem efira. It'll be a sign for you in your arm and a memory between your eyes that you have the laws of Hashem will be in your mouth. This is talking about the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're saying in the Tefillin that these things are going to be put into the Tefillin. Hooks are called the Torah Kula, the Tefillin. It makes a heckish of the entire Torah. It says Torah Hashem to the idea of Tefillin. Ma Tefillin mitzvah asay shezman grama. V'nashem b'turos, just like Tefillin is a positive commandment, that is time-related. And when they're pater, af kol mitzvah asay shezman grama, v'nashem b'turos, so do all time-related commandments, when we're going to be chai mitzvah asay shezman grama, when we're pater. Umi de mitzvah asay shezman grama, v'nashem b'turos. And from the fact that we learn out that positive time-related commandments, women are going to be pater from, right? Rashi says, "Mid itzrich lemichta vekisha lemifterinhu mizman grama mechal de sharmitzus chayavos." Now the Gemara says, "Mitzvah mechal the mitzvah seishes long grama nashim chayavos." That implies that they're going to be chayiv in all other areas of mitzvah say shelo hazman grama. Says Gemara, "Hani chalamanda amar tefillin mitzvah seishes man grama." That would be true if tefillin is a mitzvah say shezman grama. Rashi says plukta hiba maseches Shabbos beperek basa the erevin. It's a machlokas whether or not you wear tefillin at night and on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, that works according to when it says the mitzvah say shezman grama. Ela lamad damer tefillin mitzvah say shelozman grama. Those who say that it's actually a mitzvah shelozman grama. Ma'ikel meimar. What's she going to say now? Rashi says im kein ifcha ikel meila. If you learn the opposite. The shaloas man grama nashim b'turus. People are going to be putter from mitzvah say shaloas man grama, and I guess chayiv ones that are the mitzvah say shaloas man grama. Says Gemara, man shamas leidam mitzvah mitzvah say shaloas man grama. Who is the one who says that? Rabbi Meir. That is the world of Rabbi Meir. V'savar la k'shnek suma ba'im ke'echad, chal shnek suma ke'echad emalam dem. Rabbi Meir says that tefillin is a mitzvah say shaloas man grama. But we know that when it comes to mitzvah say shezman grama, like matzah and hakel, that now we have a several law, shnei ksuvim b'im kechad, it's two mitzvahs that are coming to like one, and he goes with the opinion of chol shnei ksuvim b'im kechad, eim alamdin, and we have two one that are coming to teach you the same principle, we can't go out and learn from it And therefore, you're going to be only chayev in those two when we say shagrama, but not others. Frakta Gemara, but I know there's another tiny here. Rabbi Yehuda Damash takes from Abayim Kecha Melamdim. Yitaka do learn out from them. Utfilin and Mezuzah, Mitzvah, Utfilin, Mitzvah, sorry, I don't know what my brain said. Utfilin, Mitzvah's Asay, Shaloh is my grandma. And he says, Mitzvah Shaloh is my grandma. Mayikilamemar, now we say that what? You do learn out, and Tfilin is a mitzvah say shaloh hazman grama. Therefore, we say that they're put from all mitzvahs say shaloh hazman grama. Where we learn out that mitzvah say shaloh grama, they're going to be put there. And for the Gemara, mishum d'havai matzah simcha v'hakel shlosha k'suvim abayim kechet. Now you have the mitzvah of matzah d'chayivim, simcha d'chayivim, and hakel d'chayivim. That comes out to three psukim. And even though you could say we don't learn that. Therefore, it's only those mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that are going to be chayvin, but they're not chayvin other mitzvahs that say shazman grama. Period. Next part of the mission, we said v'chol mitzvahs lo sasei, all mitzvahs lo sasei, do not deuce. Then whether it's my grama or not, men and women are chayv. Minani mi liyam reviudam rav chen tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, this is talking about stealing from someone and making a false swear. Ish o isha ki yasa mikochatas adam, a man or a woman who commit any sin that men commit. Hishra kasav isha le ish lechol onshin shabbatara. We have a hekesh of men and women to all onshin. Rashi says, v'lavin onshin malkasein. We get, they compare him to all things. The Vei Rabbi Eliezer Tana Amar Kra says in the pasuk Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Rashi says that what we're saying right now, Devei Rabbi Eliezer Tana is Lav Lefrushim Asnisa Meisel. It's not coming to teach this principle over here. It's not another answer of what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Ella Aidi de Isina Onshin Meisinami Agav Mehecha Israbu Ledine Mamonu Misa Lamasal Yodana Hargan. It's bringing us another principle over here. Once you brought in the pasuk, which includes certain ideas, now the Gemara is bringing a raya that women are included in two other areas of halacha. And it says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher Tosim Lifneiam. That is, the pasuk says, Ve'ilo Mishpatim, Asher Tosim Lifneiam. These are the laws that you place in form. Hishta Kosev Isha Le'ish, Lechol Dinim Shavet Torah. And all different dinim, all the halachas of the Torah. Right, of the judgment of the Torah, they have to do with Dine Mominus. The Vechiski Tana says, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Vehemis Ish O Isha, that is, the full Pasuk says, Ve'im Shor Nagachu, it no Shulsham, we're talking about a Shor Muad, Vehuad Bibala, Velo Yishmena, Vehemis Ish O Isha, kills a man or woman, Asher Yisakov Gamal Vimas, the gets killed, and the Baal is put to death. Hishra kasav ish leisha, isha leish lechol misa shabbat Torah. It's comparing a man and to a woman to a man and all misa in the Torah. Rashi says she is chayv ahorgan aleim misa. The one who kills them is going to be chayv misa v'chein ashor kofer, and that is that the Torah is not making a distinction. You kill a man or a woman. So if this ox kills a woman, then the one who got wounded over there, he also has to pay for his soul. And if another person kills her, then he or she is going to be put to death. Utsricha, we need to throw in all these psukim that are going to include women and men. Compare the two. Diashmin and Hakam Maisa Eva just would have fought the first two cases. That's not accurate. Diashmin and Hakam Maisa Eva just would have taught the first din. Rashi says the Mishtai Bekarban, Shavuos, Apigodan, the Gezel Ager, prepare Shadaso. That is to come and tell us which women are like men for all onshin in the Teira. As Rashi just pointed out, we wouldn't be able to learn out the other two dinim because this one's talking about an avera, which there's a kenas that you have to actually bring a karban. And that we say, Mishum kapara, chasach manala. And therefore, because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of atonement, he took mercy on her. That should be a kapara for avera. Aval dinim, ema ish devar maso matan in ish alo. But when it comes to ideas of dina, meaning of dina mamonis, then we'd say a man who's in business, it's called a businessman, therefore he's going to be chayav in these things, isha lo, but a woman not, because she's not generally involved in business. So we say that since the dinim affect her much less than that of onshin, then being included in onshin is that going to bring a raya about dinim. Therefore, you have to write both anchors. V'yash ben ha, and just what it's about, the second one, that a woman is included in dinim, we would say, mishum, d'chiyusehi. That's because, aval kofer, what is it, mishum? That's her life, meaning to say, Rashi says, if a woman is involved in the laws that are going to help her from someone going out and messing over in terms of money, then she's not going to be able to live, because everyone's going to come and steal from her, and she's not able to steal from others, and she's going to be stuck in a really bad life of a kofer. But when it comes to the idea of paying the money of the soul because of the animal, right, the Torah doesn't make the distinction whether it's because a man or a woman in reference having to pay the money, then of a kofer aim, I would say, beep, turn the page. Lama deva beis, ish devar mitzvos in, ish alo, a man who's chayev in, he's chayev in all mitzvos, including mitzvah shema and groma, then yeah, he's going to be chayev in this also. But isha lo, when it comes to a woman, since she has less things she's included in, therefore she's not included in this as well, and therefore we had to go and write it. V'yash minut ha, and the Torah would have taught us a third pasuk, which is going to say, the redemption payment of one who kills the ox that kills a woman. Mishum the ika ibud neshama, over there, this loss of life. Chas rachmana Allah, the Torah has merciful by her. Aval hanach zayti, but when it comes to the other two areas which don't have loss of life, aim alone, they would say not only that the women are not going to be included, tzricha, therefore, you have to go and write down all three of these ideas. Now, the one thing that we did say, the next part of the Mishnah goes into, that women are chayiv in mitzvahs lo saseh, except for bal takif, bal tashchis, that's like cutting the, rounding off the head, rounding off the beard, bal tatam lemesim, if she's a bas kohen, about becoming tamei meis, that's not a problem, a kohen as ken. Bishlam, about the tamei meis, we understand that bal tatam lemesim, dechsiv, emor ela kohanim b'nei aron, speed the kohanim, the sons of aron, b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, which means the sons of Aaron, and not Benos Aaron, not the daughters, and therefore they're not chayv in that. Ella bal takav al tashik minon. How do we know that a woman's allowed? The bearded woman with the long payas can shave her beard and payas with a razor down to the skin. Dechsev is a pasuk says, lo sakifu pas roshchem, v'lo tashchus is pasuk kanecha. You shall not round the corners of your head, and you shall not destroy the corner of your beard. Koshi yesh no bashchas yesh no bakafa. Anyone who's included in the Esser of destroying the beard is included in the Esser of rounding off the corners of the head. Haninashi, women, since they're not included in that Esser, let's do back off, they're not included in the Esser of rounding off either. How do we know that they're not chayv in the Esser of Ashkasa? You gotta say it's logical. The lo islehu zakan, because it's not a normal thing. Women don't have beards, therefore not included. Another answer is the amar kra lo sakivu pas roshchem, lo sashes is pasuk kanecha. Midashani kra bedibure de imke nichtu rachma pasuk kanecha. So the pasuk, the fact that it switched the way of speaking, because what it should have said is the corner of your beard in the plural sense. My zikanecha, what do you mean, your beard, as in singular? Zikanecha, v'lo zikanecha, your zakin, your beard, and not your wife. So that's a fila, hella, so zakin, v'shchitza, even if she ends up growing a beard. Go ahead, she could destroy that beard. Yeah. Frech the Gemara, really, v'lo? It's not an issue for her to cut a beard. Tanya, we're looking at Braisa. Zakein Isha Vasaris Shehelu Sear. If you have the Zakan, sorry, not Zakin, Zakan, like Zakan, a beard. The beard of a woman and a Sris. Talking about a beard, a Sris is a boy who wasn't mature. So a Sris who ends up growing hair. Harehin ki Zakan lechodavarim. They're like a Zakan, they're like a beard for everything. My love, Lashchasa, isn't this referencing Lashchasa, and therefore it's also the Lashchasa? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Lashchasa lo matzisamet. You can't say that it's talking about, it's usher for a woman to destroy it. The Yalif pa'as pa'as mi b'nei Aharon. It says about someone who's a yisur, v'lo sashchis es pasuk kanecha, don't destroy the corner of your beard. And it says, pasuk kanim lo yigalechu by the kohanim, and therefore we have a gezeirah shava. And what do we say? Mala halan nashim patur sisik over there. Women are patur afkala shabdur soti here. They're patur as well because it says bnei aharon and apenos aharon ve'i svirlan. So frak the gemara. But if we hold that the chi kasa of bnei aharon akula in yana ksiv, that it's going on the entire inyan, and therefore it's excluding women from all the halachas over here. The nishta kromine. The pasuk should have just been quiet from it. We don't even have to mention we can learn from a kal v'chomer. V'tesi b'kal v'chomer. V'ana amina, I would say, u'ma kohanim sheribo behem akos of mitzvot yiseros. In reference to kohanim, the iser for them to shave, which we know that they have more mitzvot by kohanim, b'nei aron v'no b'nos aron. The Torah says b'nei aron, only the sons and not the b'nos. Then yisrael kol shekein. And clearly, with reference to the Isser for a Yid, for a Yisrael, not a Kohen, it would be the same din, and that for sure the women would be Pater. Nope, says the Gemara, E lav Gezer Shava. Had it been happened to Gezer Shava, have a mine hifsika inyan. Then I would think that there was the inyan was interrupted. Rashi explains, Hifsik Enyan, Velo Koi Bnei Aaron Ela Atuma Lechud, Sheaves Hefsik being time, Kigon Lo Yitamai. So we think that maybe it just means in terms of Tuma, but not in terms of shaving. Says the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the Xer Shavit isn't a Rai over here. Maybe she actually Taka would have to shave, ask her to shave. Hashta Nami Name a Hifsik Enyan. Let's also say that it's a Hifsik Enyan, that's only a male Kohen, and we were talking about only male Kohanim, but we interrupted that, and now it applies to all Kohanim, even women. Vimishum Gzer Shava, and it's because of Gzer Shava. That's where we're going to learn it from. No, Miboy Lechitanya, we need it for the following Baisa. Lo Yigal Lech, the Basak says, Kohanim shall not shave the corners of their beards. Yochel Gilchu B'misparam Yechayiv, you think that if he did it with scissors, then it'd be Chayiv, Nigamalkus, Taman Lomer, Losashchis, it can't be destroyed, which means it's only if a person goes down all the way to the skin, that scissors can't reach over there. Yochel Likdol B'malkit Rehitni Yechayiv, you would think that if you use different types of sharp edges, like planes of sorts, Rashi says plane, that's a plane, Shal Mitzach Tzachi, Charba Shal Mechalkin Bam, Estik Kasayav, Rehitni, Shal Osei Trisim, then also it goes cut down to the skin. Yibichayev Tam Lomer Lo Yigalechu. You're not allowed to shave, which means only so much is used for shaving. Hakeitzad Giluach Sheish Ba'Ashchasa. Gzer Shav is telling us that these subspukim come to say that shaving that has a shchasa is aser. Heavy Omer Zeh Tar. What's it talking about? This is a tar, a razor. So the Gzer Shav is needed to teach the iser, the way that the Isser is done. So it's not being used in order to tell them that women are off the hook. So it's going to be, no, Kane, Nichtov Kra, Es Shebizikonecha. My Paaszikonecha, Shmamina Taiti. Learn out both things here. Gresh's Gzir Shavah Shlema, Limadcha Akasuv, Aflacholam Rabinion, everything that's written in the Inyan. So now we know that women are not chayiv in the Isser of shaving the beard, the pies, and the gants, everything. So, ve'ela hodetanya, but what we learned in the Braisa is the kind of isha v'asir she'elu se'ahari hin kizakan l'chodavarim, when it says that the beards of a woman in the Swiss who grow hair, they're like another beard, it's like a beard in all ways. L'may hechel say, what? Allah is coming to teach you if not shaving. Amar zudra l'tumas negayim, it's talking about the tuma impurity of a negar. It says, she'simani makum ser chalukim, we see money or besar shabenege or basar ksiv sar lovin. We see money in this case rosh vazakin sar tzahov. The kamar hacha de im helasa isha sar bezikna. If a woman has the hair in her zikna, then have we see money niga kedin in this case zakan. Then all the simanim that would come up by tzaras would apply in such a case. As she says, tumas negayin behediksiv. What are you talking about? Tumas negayim. That is, Rashi says, Zakan shall isha, Dachsiv isha, isha. It's specifically included already. We don't need it. We don't need to learn it from this din of saying that Hasrish shall usera him, Kizakan lechodvarim, right? Why? Ve'ish o isha, Kiyebo naga berosh obazakan. It says pretty straightforward. So the Braisa doesn't have to tell us that a woman's beard is the same of a man in terms of tsaras. El amar zitra letaharis negoim. It's in what area are we saying that they're the same? to tahara of tsaras. Rashi says lichshetitar titan din taharas mitzara b'tiglachas b'tziparim. That is just like a man has to go through a process of to become tahor, to shave all the hair, and he has to bring the birds. So the same thing is also for a woman. In fact, the Gemara tars negayim nami pshita. It's also pasha. It's given the bas tumi, bas tahari. Since it becomes tummy through this, they also go into the category of tahara also. So we need the brisa to tell this. As we know, it's derech. We still need the brisa to come tell us that saras and a woman's beard is the same halachas of tumah and saras as saras and a man's. Because we want to get it clear, because Sakat HaTachamina L'Tzadim Ksiv. You would have thought that the Pasuk was written B'Tzadim, meaning when it says, Ish o Isha kiya bo naga barosh o bezakan hadar asan le'ish. It says a man or a woman who will have an affliction in the head, when it says o bezakan or in the beard, is referring back to only a man, because a woman's beard is nothing. Kamash V'lan therefore comes to tell you the woman's beard is the same of a man when it comes to the concept of tsaras. Now, we said from the Mishnah that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs hasei shalos man grama. I'm sorry, all mitzvahs lo sasei, except for bal takif, bal tashu, bal tatam lemeisa. Now, we're going to see our fourth one here. Isi tani, af bal yikru nashim, ach bal yikru nashim paturas. Women are also going to be pater from the issur of making a bald spot. The pasuk is talking about that when a yid finds out somebody dies, and in the morning, they're not allowed to pull out their hair and make a bald spot. But women are allowed to over here. My time, do you see what's shot? The Darish Hachi explains as follows. Banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. The pasuk is your children of Hashem. Lo says, go to duvel tzivu kocha b'nei neichem. Don't make a gash on yourself or a bald spot between your eyes because of the dead. Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem elokeicha. Banim v'lo banos. Because you're holy nation of Hashem. It says banim and not banos. Therefore, we see that girls are allowed to go and to make the bald spot. Says the Gemara, Ata Omer Lekarcha. You want to see this pasuk is pattering a woman, exempting a woman from the Isser making a bald spot? Or, you know, Ela Legedida. Maybe Legedida was just like making this cut over here. Right? She's not allowed to go in and do that sort of, because you Omer Ki Am Kadosh Ata L'Hashem Elokecha. When it then says that you are a holy nation, so Hashem your God, Hare Gedida Amor. So the idea of making this gash is already said to the entire Am, which includes women. Hamani Mekayim Banav Lo Banas. Lekarcha must be talking about Karcha. That is where they are allowed to do such a thing. Frankly, Mar, why'd you learn it that way? My Royce Larabbas is a Gedida Lotzi is a Karcha. Why are you including the Isser of Gedida and you're taking out the Isser of Karcha? Marabani is a Gedida Shiesh. Maybe do the other way. And really, it should be Gedida is fine and just Karcha is a problem. No, answer the Gemara. Marabani is a Gedida, the Isser of making a gash. Shiesh of a Makam Aser, Shvishalob Makam Aser. That's all over the place, in all parts of the body. But I'm excluding the idea of karach, the bald such in all of them komser. That's only in the place where the hair is. Makes sense. You'll be included in the answer, which is much more encompassing, much more chamar. In fact, the gemara vein of banim v'lo banos bein lekarach bein legdil. I want to say banim v'lo banos to both of them. Because of ki am kadoshat l'shem lekecha besritu d'sev. That's like in reference to making a scratch. But these are two separate things. Srita and gedida, says Rashi, that one of them is with the hand and one of them is with the kli. And for the Gemara, Kasavi Isi Srita Gedida, beep, turn the page. Lamed Vav, Achasi. He holds that they're actually considered one thing. Rashi's Mashmo, Shteyam, Biyad, Beim Bekli, with its hand or with the Kli. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Continue on with this again next time. Till then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. And once again, a happy new year.